The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers, you can hear those just about anywhere, and I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is NASCAR Sprint Cup teams take on tricky Pocono from a NASCAR fan's view. There's something about Pocono that I've never really understood. I guess it's the way it's interpreted by many and the fact that I interpret it differently. When people talk about other racetracks other than a road course, they usually are looking at two straightaways and four corners, and they call them by the names front straight, turns one and two, the back straight, and turns three and four. When it comes to Pocono, there are three straights, and you would think that would mean six turns, but it doesn't. It seems everyone prefers to use the terms turn one, turn two, and turn three, and it is even supported by a statement on the wall in what is considered turn three, what turn four? From this fan's view, that is just one of the things about Pocono that makes it tricky. In fact, you will often hear people refer to those turns as corners. I don't know about you, but that has always been a question for me as a former racer and presently avid NASCAR fan. There are other reasons they call this track the Tricky Triangle. Just one of them is that there are three distinct corners and all of them have their own personality. To perform well on race day at this track, the drivers have to compromise. If they want to be comfortable in all three turns, it is likely they won't be sitting comfortably in victory lane when it is over. The driver that has a fast race car and is most comfortable with the three different turns and the compromises made for the differences between them will most likely be the one, or at least one of the ones, contending for the checkered flag when it drops. From this fan's view, the driver's ability to not be too picky about how each turn handles and concentrate on the strengths the compromises give in the overall performance of a lap is going to be a plus when it comes down to crunch time at the end of the day. It isn't uncommon for a driver to complain a lot about how bad a car is in one turn over the others, and it is not uncommon to hear the crew chief come back with a, "You're faster than all the others, so don't sweat it." In other words, he is likely saying in a nicer way, "Just shut up. Suck it up and drive." Another reason Pocono is called tricky is because they have to shift to get through all of the turns and that extra long front straight if they want maximum performance in their lap times. Shifting isn't new to them, but other than being on a road course, they don't do it very often. Of course, we all know they have to go through the gears when they have pit stops, starts, and restarts, but generally speaking, it is not something they do throughout a race on a regular weekend on an oval track, as opposed to one tricky triangle. Hey, I'll be right back after this message. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice and host behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. Music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, five themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on my podcasts. If you make audio or video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you'll feel the same way I do about them. So click on the banner or link below and let Mike tell you all about it himself, and you'll be able to get $2 themes for yourself. While you're there, you'll be able to find out more of the great stuff Mike has to offer. Hey, This is Russ, and I'll see you next time. Once again this weekend, the weather has had an influence on the competition for the Exalta We Paint Winners 400 race at Pocono. Even though a few did get in a few short laps during the first practice, it was cut short because of rain, and even the qualifying looked a bit iffy for a while. They did manage to get it in, and not too surprisingly, at least for this fan, the Penske Fords ended up on the front row to start Sunday afternoon's race. It looked like Joey Logano was going to be the pole sitter right up until the last minute or so, and that's when his teammate, Brad Keselowski, outran Logano's time and put himself on the pole. It kind of reminded of the way the Penske team showed their muscle last season, and did the same thing several times. I don't put much stock in the qualifying times for this weekend in particular. Because of the weather delays, I much prefer to look at the performance during the final practice on Saturday. Even though it may not mean much to the way the race ends up, from this fan's view, the Saturday practice is probably a much better representation of how the Cup teams will perform during the race. I'm not saying the Penske Fords won't be at or near the front when the race is done, but I am also not saying they will be out front either. Even though Logano had a good qualifying time last weekend, it didn't help him get ahead of Martin Truex Jr., as Truex Jr. dominated the entire race. Winning last weekend didn't help Truex at all much this weekend either, and he qualified 17th. A quick look at the practice time for Saturday shows Truex Jr. 4th fastest, while the Penske cars ran 7th and 8th. I have to admit, I am anxious to see how the Hendrick Chevys perform this weekend. Lately, they just haven't looked like the Hendrick teams of past years. I wish we could blame it on Jeff Gordon's retirement, but we all know that has nothing to do with it. They were struggling at the end of last year, too. Though they are looking better, they haven't shown that much muscle so far when it comes down to where they finish. I expect that to change before we reach the chase, but know it won't come too soon for them when it does. I've been trying not to make predictions of which drivers will win this season, but I do have an opinion of those to watch. This one is not too easy to call for this fan, but I can tell you the ones I definitely don't want to see win. Once again, and I think I'm becoming quite predictable at this, I would really rather not see Joey Logano or Denny Hamlin doing the victory lane thing. It's funny that I don't care if others end up there multiple times, but for those two, I just don't relish the thought. It would be interesting to see Kyle Larson or Chase Elliott or some of the other often mentioned but non-winners for this year in the day in victory lane. Anybody but those two I just mentioned. Shucks, I don't even have a good reason for not wanting them to win. I just don't want them to. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here in NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.